Hi, this is Scott Stanley, DTG Ministries, continuing to explore the deep things of God in the book of Revelation. We're looking again in this podcast at the locust, Revelation 9, the fifth trumpet. There are so many things in here that need to be understood, and I don't want to just glance over them. I want to make sure that people get the full impact of what God has revealed to us. We saw in the last podcast the star having fallen from heaven as the Bible. The Bible opens the pit of the abyss, or the bottomless pit, which is the mind. And there is a fire burning inside. I could say a rage, Gehenna fire. It's the anger. Remember, as you're reading this, the gospel has been given. The trumpets are the giving of the gospel. And we see the first four positive, the last three are negative to the people who reject the gospel. But taking their Bibles, they begin to retaliate, and out of this smoke, out of that anger, the proof of the furnace, proof of the anger, out of the smoke come locusts. And if I am talking about something coming out of the mind, and we know words come out of the mind, ideas, thinking, then these words would have to be iniquity. The locust would have to be iniquity. So do we have a verse that helps us further define the locust? Nahum chapter 3, verse 17. Thy crowned are as the locust, and your captains are as the great grasshoppers which camp in the hedges in the cold day, but when the sun arises, they flee away, and their place is not known where they are. So what does he mean, you're crowned? You could say your crowned ones are as the locust. That word simply means, that word crowned, 4502 in the Strong's and Hebrew Concordance, is that which is separated. These are their thoughts to the wicked when they hear the gospel. You could say this is the iniquity that comes up in their mind. This is the retaliation, their answer to the truth that the people of God have preached. The trumpet is blown. The gospel is given. They grab their Bibles, which have fallen to the earth. The Bible causes or allows the locust to come up out of the mind, all of the iniquity. Again, these are the arguments used against the truth. And notice there is another insect or animal mentioned here, not just a locust, but these locusts have authority as the authority of a scorpion, Revelation 9:3. Well, what's a scorpion? You've got to go back to Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 6. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with you, and you do dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor dismayed by their looks, for they're a rebellious house. So the scorpions, authority of a scorpion, they are rebelling. What are they rebelling against? Well, the gospel is given, the trumpet is blown, and these locusts, all of the iniquity, the retaliation for the truth comes up, and they have the authority of rebellious people. But he further defines this. Let's just go, let's add another verse. Isaiah chapter 30. Looking at Isaiah 30, verse 9. This is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. And I got to read the verse above this in verse 8, Isaiah 30, verse 8. Now go, write it before them in a table, note it in a book, that it may be for the latter day until forever. That this is a rebellious people, lying children. They will not hear the law of the Lord. So when I read the word law, that is more to me than the Ten Commandments. The word law just simply means teaching. And that is what is happening. God has sent his messengers to blow the trumpet, to sound the truth. And these people retaliate against it because they will not hear the teachings of God. Now, there are reasons why they won't, but the fact is, in this, he's pointing out that they don't. They will not hear the teachings of God. They won't let you tell them the truth. They grab their Bibles, read it from an earthly standpoint. Out comes the iniquity that has the authority of a rebellious people. And it's interesting, there are two things that he points out here in Revelation 9:4. It was commanded them, the locust, that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, any green thing, neither any tree. Only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. Now, it's important to me that we understand the seal of God in the forehead. It's important because you don't want to run with this and say, oh, look, that's the 144,000. I say that because in Revelation 14, the 144,000 have the seal of God or have the name of God in their forehead. Revelation 14, 1. Is that the same thing? Well, if you look at Revelation chapter 7, where there is an angel ascending from the east, and he has the seal of the living God. Now, what happens, he will seal the 144,000 and put the name of God in the forehead, the name or the character of God in the forehead again. Truth is being personified, and you get this 144,000, which is a play off the showbread. The showbread is the Word of God. So in chapter 7, you have a group of people who have become Christians, have been given the apostasy definitions, because that's all that has been there. The church went into apostasy, first century church, and it will remain in apostasy to the second coming. But the seals show a people who progress through the apostasy, come out of the apostasy, and are given the trumpets to sound the gospel at the end of the world. Here, in Revelation chapter 7, he is sealing the 144,000. The angel ascending from the east is a man or a group of men. Ascending from the east. Ascend means to go away from the earth, from the east. East is a symbol of self. Both the earth and the east are self. This messenger is ascending. That's why I know it is not a literal, physical angel like we have been taught that's in heaven with white wings and white robes and blonde hair and blue eyes. This messenger is a man. or a group of men. Ascending from the east, he seals the 144,000. Or he determines the truth. He's been given the falsehood. He is determining the truth. I want you to consider that God, when you are born into this world, the only thing you know about God is what people have told you. God doesn't take that away. He changes the way you see it. That change is redemption. He redeems you from the life, from the iniquity. Titus 2:14, Christ died to redeem us from all iniquity. He gave himself to redeem us from all iniquity. Everything we've heard about God is iniquity. It needs to be corrected. The seals show a group of people how they come out of the apostasy and their understanding is redeemed. The four living creatures, the way they thought before they came into the truth, those things have to be corrected. So a man can correct your thinking. What man cannot do is seal another man. Who is the one who seals people? Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. Now he which establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who has sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. God seals people. People can seal the truth. But people don't seal people. That's why Revelation 7, that is a man sealing the truth, the 144,000. The 144,000 will have the name of God in their forehead. But I want to read to you something I found interesting about this word seal. The number, Strong's number in the Greek, it's 4973. And I am reading this from my complete word study Bible. And they give a definition here. Particularly, talking about this word seal, an instrument for sealing, a signet or a signet ring, a seal as impressed upon letters or books for the sake of privacy and security. Now, what's interesting about that, God using that word, and then Paul stating it in 2 Corinthians 1, you're sealed by God, and then look at 2 Corinthians 3, verse 1. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, letters of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? You are our letter. Now, what did we just read? This word seal is a seal impressed upon letters or books for the sake of privacy. And I want to remind you, in Revelation 6, in Christ is opening the book, the seals of a book. That book is the believer. And again, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 2, you are our letter, written in our hearts, known and read of all men, for as much as you are manifestly declared to be the letters of Christ ministered by us. Written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in the fleshly tables of the heart. That is what God is trying to achieve in sounding the trumpets. The truth of the Holy Spirit being given to people that he can seal as true believers. They receive, see, they become the letter of God written with the Holy Spirit on the heart. But other men did the writing. Men had to bring the message of the Holy Spirit, write it on your heart, and God seals you as a believer. So, in Revelation 9, the scorpions, or the iniquity coming from a rebellious house, cannot hurt the ones who have the seal of God in their foreheads. They're people who are giving the message. The iniquity that comes out of their mouths cannot hurt us. It can't hurt anything righteous and right within you because it's iniquity and you possess the truth of the Holy Spirit. Now, in Revelation 9:5, it was given unto those locusts that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented for 5 months. Their torment is as the torment of a scorpion when he strikes a man. What does he mean for 5 months? Well, there is a prophecy given by Christ. We have all heard this many times over. I want to go to Matthew 24, verse 36. But of that day and hour knows no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. If there was ever a verse in the Bible to prove the Godhead, there is a Father and a Son, and the Father is the one God, this is it. I read on the internet, this is one of the most difficult verses in the Bible to understand. It is if you're a Trinitarian. If you understand that there is one God who brought forth the Son in eternity, it's not difficult at all. But, verse 37, as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered into the ark. And they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Two will be in the field, one taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one taken, the other left. So, I would ask the question, why does he mention this as in the days of Noah? I have heard people, televangelists, saying as in the days of Noah, well, there were demons that came down and had sex with women, and their children then were demon people. I don't know what you would call it. But they claim that that's happening today, that demons are inhabiting people and having children. Well, I want to ask you a question. What caused the flood? When we go read about the flood, what caused the flood? Well, if I go back to Genesis chapter 7, verse 4, for yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. So here you have rain coming down from heaven. Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him, and Noah was 600 years old when the flood of water was upon the earth. Noah went in, and his sons and his wife and sons' wives with him into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Now, if I come down to verse 11, In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, that same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. The rain was upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. So here you have two things happening. You have water coming down from heaven and water coming up from the earth. It rained for 40 days, and the fountains of the great abyss were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. Water coming up and water coming down. Now, let me give you the spiritual picture. God gives a message called the trumpets. That is the Holy Spirit being taught, being given. Hence, it is water from heaven. But when the rebellious house hears it, they have their own thinking to come up out of the abyss. The water comes up out of the abyss, which he defines as locust. And that is, when you see this again in Genesis 7:11, the fountains of the great deep were broken up. That deep is the abyss. So, Revelation, the trumpet is blown, water from heaven comes down, and out of the abyss come up the waters from the great deep, from the bottomless pit, which God identifies as locusts having authority as rebellious people. It's iniquity. So if I go back and I look at this flood, and I get the spiritual meaning of it, God sends water from heaven. He gives truth. But rebellious people will let their own understanding come up. When they do that, it causes a flood. That flood was iniquity. God's message mixed with earthly water, God's heavenly water mixed with earthly water, pollutes the truth. Just like you're seeing in Revelation 9. The locusts pollute the truth. And he says in Genesis 8, starting at verse 1, God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that were with him in the ark, and God made a wind, or spirit, a wind pass over the earth. And the waters were assuaged, the fountains of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped. And the rain from heaven was restrained, and the waters returned from off the earth continually. After the end of 150 days, the waters were abated. Two waters. Heavenly water and the waters up from the deep create a flood. The waters remain on the earth for 150 days. 30 days in a month, 150 days is 5 months. What you're reading in Revelation 9, verse 5, to these locusts it was given that they should not kill them, but they should be tormented for 150 days, or as long as the iniquitous water is over the earth. As long as that iniquity is there, their torment is as the torment of rebellious people when it strikes a man. There is your 5 months. It is iniquity that we're dealing with. It is iniquity God is warning us of. If I could just simply say this one more time. God gives the message of truth, the gospel, which has been hidden basically from people because they entered into an apostasy from the days of the apostles. When the apostles are gone, the apostasy remains. And it will remain to the second coming of Christ. The book of Revelation depicts a group of people who come out of the apostasy. You see them do that in the seal messages. They go from white horse, red, black, pale. They ask for help. God shows them that their sun and moon and stars all need to be put away. Close the heavens as a scroll. Chapter 7, he redeems their earthly thinking to heavenly thinking and creates the 144,000, the truths that bring healing. It's the truth of his word. He then has them go give the gospel, the message of the gospel to all the world. It's called the trumpets. When they give the message of the gospel, there will be those receive it. Trumpets 1 through 4. But there will be people reject it. His description of them, they're like scorpions. They're the rebellious people. They will not hear the law. They won't hear God's instruction. They have a messenger, the Bible, that has fallen to the earth. It causes to come out of the mind the locust, or all their anointed ones, the ones that they think, this is what the truth is, to retaliate against the trumpet. Hence, heavenly water, earthly water clash. If they are not in the ark or in Christ, they will be carried away from God. They'll be carried away by that flood that they have created. That water of iniquity will torment them for 5 months or 150 days. I know the Lord put that in there to point us back to the flood so that we could understand the flood was a symbol, a picture. Am I saying the flood did not happen? No, it did happen, but it has spiritual significance. It is what will happen at the end of time, like Jesus said, just like in the days of Noah. He's not talking about demons having sex with women. He is talking about you being told the truth and letting your earthly definitions come up and clash with it and carry you off in a flood of iniquity. That's the warning. Who gave us the revelation? Well, this is the revelation God gave to Christ, to give to his servant. God is the one who looks at this iniquity as locust and looks at the people it's coming from as scorpions. This is God's definition. These are his words. This is how he sees it. This is how he sees it. How do you see it? Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. My spirit, how I see a thing. God is giving you an opening here to see the truth and to receive it with all your heart. Heavenly Father, may we grasp what we need to grasp and change what we need to change. And glorify you in every way. You are Yah, the only true and living God. And Father, we always pray in Jesus' name.